Day, the 30th of May. We're nearly over this month, e hua ma. But hold on, we've got one more day left. You may have also heard in that waiata, which is pretty neat. It definitely is Tahimi Henares. He quoted him in there. I think it's that one about it's preposterous that any Māori should aspire to become a poor Pākehā, dot, 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 dot. It's a neat whakatauki there from Tahimi Henare. On the line with us now, I'm glad to say, is John Kingi. He's the co-founder of Soften Up Bro. And we talked a little bit about what it was in terms of being a movement to encourage men to share their emotions. And so I'm glad to have John on the line with us at the moment to break this kōrero, this kaupapa down a little bit more for us, engari. Looking forward to having a kōrero with John about Soften Up Bro. Tēnā koe, John. Kei reira koe.
Ai, tēnā koe, hoa o tira, tēnā tātou, mauri ora.
Tēnā koe e hoa. I love Instagram because sometimes you reach out and on days when it isn't too good, it doesn't do the job, but today it did the job and we were able to, today's the day e hoa. Tēnō hari koe ki te kōrero ki a koe I tēnei ahi. Soften up, bro. Hea tēnei kaupapa e hoa?
Ai. Moku ake mo tēnei kaupapa nei, ka hangai puana ki te oranga hinengaro o te tāne Māori. With our whole kaupapa just focuses on the mental health of our Māori men here in Aotearoa. Because we obviously know the statistics around men's mental health and where we sit as Māori along those statistics, and we happen to unfortunately champion the worst side of that statistic. And so Soften Up Bro is here just to not just try and solve everyone's issues, but to be here as an introduction to talk around one's mental health, to learn about emotional vulnerability and what that is and what does that look like as a man, as a Māori man in our society in today's times.
Miharo. Is this is a relatively new kaupapa. How long has it been around for?
Yeah, relatively new. I think we are going into our fourth year. Around fourth year. And this is by myself and Hemi Kapakini, the other half of Soften Up Bro. And it just started with, was once a bit of a question. Him and I were having a wānanga around, and now here we are.
So in that 4 years, what are some of the, I know you talked about this being, you know, what how to have conversations or what it's like being a Māori male in today's today. And so I was just wondering what kind of kaupapa do you tackle within these, because I assume you have you do groups and you do kaupapa. Yeah. And all that kind of stuff. But I was wondering what you tackle in general.
Yeah, no, tika tau. So majority of our things that we've done in the past, we have been panel talks. So we'll get a panel together consisting of around four tāne. And then we'll invite, let's say, 50 men to come to this space, a safe space, where we can ask questions to this panel of speakers, where we can venture into what their experience with mental health is within their field, life, be it personal or professional. And so we have the chance to see what it's like for someone else's mental health journey. But the thing is, what we learn in those spaces is that when we talk about mental health, we try to understand that it's a very holistic thing. So what my outlet for mental health would be is completely different to what someone else's would be. It's not to say that you all have to be this one way. It's to say that you can feel free and open to express your own emotions in a healthy and safe way, whatever that looks like. We have a slogan at Soften Up Bro, and it's boys can cry too. And it's not the invitation to say that boys have to cry or men have to cry all the time. It's to say that you're able to express your emotions however that is or however that deems right to you. And as an Aotearoa, as a Māori man that's in this time and day and age, a lot of the times it's the opposite. We're not welcome to cry or to feel these feelings. And so Soften Up Bro is just a tool that we use is to invite your own emotions and invite your own feelings into a space where you can feel them, journey through it, and discover what emotional intelligence looks like to you.
I like that that last thing you said, emotional intelligence, and because it's really hard to spot sometimes, and it's really hard for people to receive what that might actually look like for different people. And I also love that you touched on, you know, Māori in particular not being the same, right? And that's the same thing with our emotions. Yep. It's always the idea that, you know, when we're talking about a holistic approach, people go, okay, we have to be one particular way because all Māori are this particular way.
Yeah,
whereas
for sure.
This is the same as and it sounds like you've adopted that whakaaro into this. Well, actually, it's the same thing really, where people have their own ways of expressing themselves. One of the things while you were talking, I started to think about, you know, when I was younger, there was a kōrero around Māori men expressing themselves a bit differently. But what do you think's changed from that time with Māori men in comparison to the conversations you're having today with your rōpū that you're having kōrero with?
Yeah, nā ka poi. I think a lot of the times when we think about Māori men specifically with mental health is that we tend to think, well, we start our kōrero back with our tūpuna, and we have our readings and our sharings that our men weren't just the warrior type. They weren't just the ones that would go into the war parties and all these things. They were actually part of the caring factor of the children. They were very, very beautiful and nurturing beings as well. So we weren't just this one facet of what masculinity is, which is what we understand it today is this big, broad, strong, that type of demeanor. Whereas our tūpuna showed us and are able to enlighten us that there's more to being a masculine man within today's day and age than just one facet. So what we try to encourage at Soften Up, bro, is to, yeah, provide for your whānau, provide for your family, all these things, and protect them. But also, there's more to you than just that. You're not just this being. You have your own emotions too. And it's okay to be able to let your walls down. It's okay to share your feelings, because it can get quite tough as a parent or as a brother, as an employee, as an employer as well. So life comes with its difficulties, and it's not to say that you have to do things a certain way. Soften Up, bro, is just a tool that we use to encourage people to find their own individual outlets or to find their own individual perspectives around mental health.
Miharo. Those are really important kaupapa. Coming into, you know, you and Hemi and what you both bring into the space, so what kind of expertise comes into this particular thing? You know, when you go into mental health spaces, there's always a clinician or there's always a
Definitely, yeah.
But, you know, what's in this space that that you bring in and to support those tāne that come into that space?
Most definitely, and with something worth Soften Up, is that we put on from the beginning, is that we're not here to lack of a better term, to provide that saviorism feeling for our brothers, but more so we just provide a space, open wānanga and dialogue to occur, so our brothers can actually start to explore what it is about mental health. But on the side of expertise, he's our clinician. He's actually going through his PhD at the moment, and that's an road in itself. So he's got our clinical side sorted for our legal purposes and all those things. And I'm here as a worker within Te Whatu Ora. So I work in the health sector as well. So this kaupapa is pretty much our lives for both Hemi and I. It's part of our professionalism and our personal life as well. So we really much so, we love this space. Be it the challenges that come, they're challenges that need to be faced, and if it's us who face them or someone else, I hate to point that out, as long as someone's facing these challenges with our whānau.
Koia, koia. Hey, miharo, sounds like, I mean, that's... That's probably one of the cleverest things, ideas I could have thought of, actually, while you were talking. I was like, you know what, let's just get some experts and create this kaupapa. And of course, you e tae nei kōrua ki te hāngai o kōrua ki te ao Māori, ki ngā whakaaro Māori, wera mea katoa. So, so very, very, very neat. Just a random pātai. I was looking at the the writing of Soften Up, bro, and up has a capital letters. What's that about?
Oh, great question. You've got a designer's eye. One thing I don't have.
I'll call up PMEA and Jake's. Yeah,
yeah, what I will talk to, though, is that phrasing of soften up, bro. Mm. And we took that from the very common phrase of harden up, bro.
Koia.
So, you know, a very common phrase within Aotearoa growing up as a young man. It's just harden up, bro. Oh, he's all good and just carry on, push through. Soften up, bro, is to take the opposite to that lens, is to actually allow yourself to, oh no, actually maybe things aren't as okay as I once thought. But that's how Soften Up, bro, got its name. And then I'm thinking as to why it's all capitalized, the S, U, and the B, is because it would look random if the up wasn't capitalized and the soften and the bro were.
There you go. That sounds about. I'll take that one because I made up my own one. I like that one, bro. I made up my own stink one, so your one sounds better. Mine was sup, bro. That's what I ended up with the capital.
Sup, bro. Yeah, no.
But no. Neat kōrero, neat kaupapa e hoa. So if people wanted to be a part of it or wanted to get involved with this kaupapa, how can they do that?
Yeah, no. Tēnā koe e hoa. So the best place to reach us is social media, and our best ones are Instagram and Facebook at Soften Up, bro. You'll find us there, and please, if you have any queries, have any questions or anything in regards to what we're up to this year, reach us there. But we have some cool kaupapa coming up in person, wānanga, all throughout the motu, and some online shows coming, and some merch as well. So reach out to us at the iwi.
I'll put my address in the chair te hoa, and I'll get that to you, Jigs. I definitely am looking forward to seeing the outcome of those kaupapa, and maybe we can catch up with you afterwards to see how they go. But it sounds like you're going to keep pumping these kaupapa out, so tēnā koe e hoa. Kia pai tō ahi ahi, and thank you for having a kōrero with us.
Ka kite.
John Kingi there, the co-founder of Soften Up, bro, with Hemi Kapa Kingi. Neat kōrero there. They sound like they know what they're up to. I definitely send some people along to that kaupapa if they're not already in the know. But that was Soften Up, bro, which is a male mental health movement to encourage men to share their emotions, which is neat.